Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
What's the other thing we need?
The area of a circle.
Okay, the area of a circle. We have a formula.
So this sounds like a typical high school geometry class, but these students at college-bound Dorchester are anything but typical.
Our students, 30% of them have been incarcerated before, 20% of them are single parents.
Mark Culleton is CEO of College-Bound Dorchester, which offers young people at risk GED classes, college prep courses, and mentoring. But Culleton says the ultimate goal here is to transform entire neighborhoods, like the Bowdoin-Geneva neighborhood where College-Bound Dorchester is based.
These are the young people that are sort of in neighborhoods, disengaged, been kicked out of other programs, don't make it anywhere else, and end up hanging on the corners. And we believe are the reason why neighborhoods are sort of considered bad neighborhoods.
Once upon a time, those people would have included Kamal Parker, or Cat, as most people call him.
I never really thought that I would be working a regular 9-to-5 and, you know, be able to get the kind of income that I felt like I would need to be able to support myself, because it just, you know, it just wasn't something that I saw happening for, you know, a lot of people.
Kamal grew up in Dorchester. His father wasn't around much, so he says he gravitated toward his uncles and a life on the street, which landed him in trouble.
You know, growing up in the neighborhood, you kind of feel prematurely mannish, you know what I mean? And, you know, so you want to say I'm a man in real life, you know, you try to find those things in, you know, some of the wrong ways. And for me, those wrong ways, you know, landed me, you know, behind bars every time.
The first time he landed behind bars, he was 14 for possession of a firearm. The last time, a federal indictment for drug dealing. Kamal got out of prison 7 years ago and says his sons, 11 and 12 years old at the time, gave him the push he needed to give up the life and try something different.
They were asking real questions of me, and I didn't want to be the same kind of father that my father was.
What kind of questions?
Like, you know, are you going to go back to jail? You know, are you going to, you know, do you think that you're going to die? Like those kind of questions. So,
big questions.
Yeah, and they were questions I needed to be able to answer a little bit better than I would have had to be able to answer to him. So I said, you know, let me give it a real shot this time.
That led to a prison education program, then to College-Bound Dorchester, where today he works as a mentor, helping others like him chart a new course. And as one of Dorchester's own, Kamal can attract more students, those young adults who are causing a lot of problems in the neighborhood.
Everybody in the city knows Kamal.
Again, Dorchester College-Bound CEO Mark Culleton.
So anytime there's anything going on in the city, beefs between different crews or whatever it might be, you know, Kamal knows all those players, right? And that knowledge is so important in terms of who you bring in, when, and the ability to build that trust really quickly.
Kamal Parker says he works 24/7 supporting his students, helping them find everything from daycare to tutoring to a place to live. Among them is 24-year-old Valerie Cirillo, who says Kamal and others at College-Bound Dorchester have made a huge difference in her life.
First and foremost, they've influenced me to do better for myself and child.
If not for College-Bound, where might you have ended up?
Probably locked up, to be honest with you, because that's what most of the group of friends that I previously had, that's all they did. They would drink, you know, the drugs. Literally, we drank every night, partying, didn't care about school, didn't have any positive influences in our lives. So,
Kamal Parker calls Valerie one of his success stories, but it took some work. She first came to College-Bound 5 years ago, thanks to her boyfriend, who was friends with another mentor in the organization. Kamal says Valerie would show up for a few weeks, but then disappear.
She just stopped coming. I was trying to contact her. The phone was dead. I was just like, started reaching out to people on MySpace. And a few months later, she did come back. And I think she was about 8 months pregnant. We were working with her for a couple of weeks, and she fell off again. And I reached back out to her a couple of times after that. I sent her a couple of emails. It was nothing. And I mean, those were the times that those kind of frustrations would really, really wear me down.
But Kamal kept at it, and Valerie came back. Her classmates were in college, and Kamal told her that's where she should be too. Today, Valerie works as an accountant's assistant at College Bound and is 1 year away from getting her associate's degree at Bunker Hill Community College. Her 5-year-old son, Hector, is thriving, and her plan is to move on to a 4-year college and get a marketing degree. Her mentor, Kamal Parker, says all it took was believing in her and giving her the push she needed.
And we always held her to a certain, you know, expectation that, you know, you have to do better than that. You just have to do better than that, you know.
Yeah.
And it entails being almost like a super parent.
You never know exactly when that light's going to go on.
Again, the CEO of College Bound Dorchester, Mark Culleton.
Many times with these young people, it happens after a traumatic time. Sometimes it happens when they're worried about getting shot. Maybe it's by the time they're out of jail for the third time. Sometimes it happens the first time they have a child. They have a spark. And these young people, all of these young people have that spark often. There's just too often too few adults that are there to keep that flame alive.
Culleton says this program differs from many mentoring programs in one crucial way. He says College Bound Dorchester targets who he calls the core influencers, those young people most responsible for much of the trouble in the neighborhoods.
Who's our target student? They maybe have been locked up for violent crime. They maybe carry a weapon. They may be involved in a gang. And they're also influential. They're also from an important street crew or family. When they walk into a classroom, you can see the dynamic change. So they're influential and they're disruptive.
He says helping them is the priority, rather than plucking out the most promising students and putting them on a path of success out of the neighborhood.
And that's great, except for what happens. The other students, the other young people, stay in the neighborhood.
I see.
And they, therefore, create the culture of that neighborhood. And so we can keep doing that forever, and the neighborhoods will never change.
Culleton says if you can reach enough of these people and change their lives for the better, you can change an entire neighborhood for the better.
They're disrupting the systems that they're in, but that's not who they are. Like, we fundamentally believe that they're no different than the kids in Wellesley, Newton, Cambridge, or anything. Engaging with them effectively is the key to not only their transformation, but potentially changing the culture and dynamics in inner city neighborhoods.
So is the idea that they're sort of taking advantage of the opportunities that are in front of them? I mean, in other words, a successful gang leader, someone who is maybe a successful drug dealer, for example, for a time, would be successful in other ways if there were other opportunities presented to them.
Yeah. And when they change their life, the number two, three, or four member of that crew changes their idea of what's possible. And when you can have a young person that was out there on the corners, right, comes back to the community as a college graduate, just the image of that transformation is so important to the community and so important to the other younger people who are around him.
But this is a big challenge. Culleton says nationally, less than 1% of the kids who are considered most high risk end up making it into college. At College Bound Dorchester, 27% do. But he says that still leaves a lot of people out.
Even though we're incredibly successful, it's still a 27% success rate, right? So 70% of the young people in front of our CRAs are not going to make it. So I think about it in terms of like baseball and Big Poppy, right? He comes to the plate every time. He knows he's a 300 hitter, right? But every time he thinks he's going to hit a home run. And it's that belief that makes it possible.
You sound like an optimist.
So I like to think I'm a realist. I understand that the challenges, but I know that we can do this. And most importantly, in working with these young people, I know they are capable of it. Mm. People talk about second chances. We're about third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth chances, because they're going to be here. This neighborhood, they're not going anywhere. So if we give up on them, then there's no one else who could possibly work with them.
Or you could just put feet in the number two.
The number two.
Mark Culleton is CEO of College Bound Dorchester. 82 of its graduates are already pursuing 2- and 4-year college degrees. And in a couple of weeks, 54 more graduates will join them.
Boy, you guys are sharp today, huh?
And stay with us. Still to come, Maya Forbes and her new film, Infinitely Polar Bear, based on her true life story about growing up in Cambridge with a loving and bipolar father. That's coming right up. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.